Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Now with code DNVR at signup, you can get some super special offers, like how a simple $5 bet throughout the NBA postseason is going to win you $150 in free bets when you pick any winner in this year's NBA playoffs. Again, with code DNVR at signup on DraftKings Sportsbook. We are your hosts, Patrick Lyons.
And I am Susie Hunter.
And we've got ourselves a sweep. Ooh, the good kind.
You know what? I am calling this series Spring Cleaning because not only did we get the sweep, but I feel like we have cleansed ourselves of the bad energy that came out of that rough trip to Philly.
So many players in the last couple days talked about, I never want to talk about Philadelphia again.
Yep.
We're never talking about the month of April again, and you can figure out who some of these guys are by how rough the last week plus was. But this was precisely the medicine the Rockies need. Mm-hmm. We said it going into the series. You'd like to think they're going to sweep a team as bad as the Reds, but you can't guarantee that.
Mm-hmm.
The Rockies did it.
They did it. It was so needed. I guess, Patrick, you predicted it, so congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You were right there, too. Yeah, two out of three.
I mean, I said they were going to win the series. You know,
You did. You nailed it.
I did nail it. Thank you.
You won the bet already by Saturday.
You know, we're all winners today.
I had to wait until today.
That's
to
true.
Fish out. So technically, you even got there before me.
Thank you for validating me.
But on Sunday, it was a 10-1 victory. On Saturday, 4-3, a close one where Rockies came from behind. That looked great. And then another blowout that probably should have been closer to 10-0, 10-1 mm-hmm. on Friday night. It was 10-4. But let's start where we last ended here on Sunday. Kyle Freeland goes out. He's our DraftKings Sportsbook king of the game. Susie, he was locked in tonight in a major way.
He was. He did say he was very locked in. We got 7 innings out of him, 4 hits, 1 run that was earned, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts. We got 80 pitches from Kyle Freeland today.
It was great. He probably had more left in the tank. Now, when we talked to Buddy in the post game, it sounded like there were a couple factors at play. Again, good factors, because the score at that point is 10-1. So you can do just about anything, and it's going to look good. What were your thoughts on some of the comments Buddy made as to why they leaned towards, you know what, it's okay if he doesn't go back out for the 8th?
Yeah, no, he was talking about how it's early in the season, and there's going to be a lot of games where we need Kyle Freeland to stay a little longer, but this wasn't one of them, so
it's a marathon.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Absolutely. You know, he did Freeland with the big 6-run first inning and then a 3-run second inning, which we did have pitching changes going down. It was long. Freeland was in there for a while, and you would have expected something to happen. You know, it didn't happen. You know, Brandon Drury has great numbers in his career against Freeland, kind of owned him there in his first 2 ABs. And so you understand and say, hey, you know what? There was still some left in the tank. You might need that. The season is a marathon, and the bullpen also needed a little bit of work. I mean, think about it. The starting rotation this weekend, 20 2/3 innings pitched, and I think they gave up 5 runs. That's like something like a 2.18 ERA just by the starting rotation.
Yeah. Let's get the bullpen in there.
Let's give them some action. They look really great.
Yeah.
8 ground outs, I think 4 flyouts. So, you know, for the most part, he was able to keep the ball on the ground, which is what Kyle Freeland does. 2 more double plays. Rockies lead the league in that. Freeland leads the world in that.
Yes,
two
he
more.
Does.
Two more than he had previously, which I forget how many he had previously, but he now has two more than that.
I wish I loved anything as much as Kyle Freeland loves double plays.
He does. Sensatella loves some double plays as well. Hats off to him. He looked really solid there on Friday night. Where do we go for the next big story? So we tip our cap to Kyle Freeland, you know, who looked great, still had some left in the tank, you know, has looked stronger and stronger with each and every start. Mm-hmm. Philly was rough, but if you look at his earned runs, I think he only gave up one in that start. He looked solid. Susie, I'm going to leave it up to you. There's so many good stories out of today that I don't know which one, which young guy, which pebble do we want to talk about?
You know exactly what I'm so excited about. I am so excited that Brendan Rodgers is breaking out of his slump. I was so happy to see this, but he was 2-for-4, 4 RBI. RBI. He had a really great bases clearing double. So he was productive. He was hitting. And when we talked to him after the game, like, you could just tell he was so relieved. Like, there was just like such a weight off of his shoulders.
Yeah, the world was on his shoulders. Mm-hmm. You know, he was the guy who said, yeah, let's never speak of April again. Yeah. And he said it wasn't as bad probably as that like first year in the league. Basically, you know, 2019, he gets in, he's banged up. 2020, he's also hurt. 2021, he starts the season on the IL, and it's not until really early June that he's able to get going. And that's, think about that. We're talking like 3 years of waiting mm-hmm. for it to finally come to fruition, and it does. So nothing is really going to beat that. He's dealt with this before. He's dealt with these kind of slumps in the past, and for him to break out so quickly too, mm-hmm. so quickly in a spot where everyone's getting on base. Ryan McMahon makes an out, Daza makes an out, and you go, they're going to bat around. He comes through, has that little fist pump, which is a big moment for him. And I loved what Kyle Freeland had to say. Today was one of those games where you could have stayed in the clubhouse for 2 hours. Let's talk to every single person, because everyone reached base in the starting lineup. Mm-hmm. I think it was only Iglesias and someone else didn't get a hit. McMahon were the only two that didn't get a hit. They reached base but didn't get a hit. You could talk to every single person and they would have had something positive to say about someone else. But I loved what Freeland had to say about Rodgers breaking from that slump and how the team was rooting for him.
Oh, yeah. He said the dugout was electric.
Electric.
He said electric.
Yeah.
So it's nice to see these guys rallying around B-Rod.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because even in his final two ABs, he did strike out. And the second one, his head kind of hung a little bit as he walked back to the dugout because that was the inning ender there in the sixth. There were two guys on base. But then pretty quickly, his head kind of lifted up of like, no, all right. I mean, I'm bummed that I didn't do well. But hey, I'm 2-for-4 here at this point. I got to go out and play some good defense. Made some good plays. Mm-hmm. Nearly made a nice diving play late. And there was some thought. He was slow getting up. You go, uh-oh.
No,
did he hurt himself?
He's good, though. Yeah.
Yeah, he cleated himself.
He did, yes.
I don't know how. I'd have to go back and watch where his like foot must have come around, but ended up ripping his pants a little bit. But he was okay. And it was great to see him in the lineup after missing the last 4 days. Mm-hmm. You thought maybe he would hit the IL. Frankly, I don't know if there's anybody down in Albuquerque right now that you could go to, at least that's on the 40-man roster. Mm-hmm. Some guys struggling. Colton Welker's already on the IL. We'll get to some of those transactions because we do have a roster crunch here coming up in a little bit. But you have a big win all 3 days. It just seemed like a complete team effort where there wasn't one guy that you say, this guy carried the team or this guy was so pivotal. One guy every night, a little bit more, but it really was everybody. And so when you have those kind of games and those kind of series, it's great that guys are breaking from that slump. McMahon mm-hmm. defensively, B-Rod offensively, really nothing but good stories coming out of Coors Field this weekend.
Yeah, oh my gosh. And of course, we had a big MLB debut.
We did. Wait, he had to wait a while, didn't he?
He did.
It felt like forever, even for me, and I'm not him. If you didn't know, I'm not Elias Montero. By the way, we should have a segment of, how do you think it's pronounced? There's so much debate all weekend.
And with everyone, But yeah, I mean, I wasn't down with you guys at spring training, but it was just so funny watching everyone practicing saying his name.
scrambling and practicing. Like, wait, how do you think it is? I think it's more like this. Like, wait, am I saying what you're saying? And you're like, no, Ellie. I think everyone's just going to start calling him Ellie.
Well, Wendy, I liked Kelsey Wingert's story when she was like, oh, yeah, he introduced himself and just said Montero.
Yeah, you're like, oh, that, no, that did not help. Yeah, I was busting your chops saying like, oh, no, he knows your issues with pronouncing his name. And so he didn't want to help you at all.
No.
But no, Eliouris.
L-A-U-R-I-S. Eliouris. Eliouris.
It's almost exactly how it looks. But again.
Almost, yeah.
To the English tongue, you're like, oh, man, we got a lot of E's and we got an H in the middle. This is weird. I don't know these vowel blends and what have you, but
I will also add his Instagram handle is just his first name because this is not a common first name
as opposed to the Eliouris of
I don't know any other.
It's great.
I love that great for name. Him
strong name. He's a strong young man. It was fantastic. He, you know, cause we haven't talked since Thursday night. You know, we had maybe some inkling with Ben Bowden clearing waivers and getting picked up by the Rays, and you say, what's going to happen next? Because this clears up a spot on the 40-man roster. We won't get into the minutiae because there are two different rosters that teams work with. The 40-man roster, which carries guys you see in the dugout as well as some minor leaguers, but the 26 or 28-man roster in the dugout doesn't include guys on the 40-man, and guys that are in AAA aren't on the 40-man, and you have to make all these moves, and there's a big domino effect, and we thought something was going to happen, and this wasn't the call. Friday, Eliouris Montero was coming to Coors Field. We weren't sure if he was going to have to drive. Some of you may remember the story from 2019. Josh Fuentes got the call late in the morning. There were no other flights. I think at that time there was only one flight from, it sounds crazy, from Albuquerque to Denver. Mm-hmm. Now there's a couple, right?
Because we looked up. What flight could he possibly be on? So I'm pretty sure I know what flight he was on. And I tried to ask some Rockies PR people and they were like, we're not answering this question for you. Stop it, please. But I'm pretty confident that I knew his flight because then, you know,
right.
40 minutes later, he was at Coors Field. So
it was precisely the timeline worked out. But Fuentes, 2019, had to drive to Coors Field, arrives when the game's happening. You know, he's asked for his parking pass. He's like, I'm supposed to be in the game. Sure, buddy. Sure you are. He gets in. And then the next day, Yancy Almonte flies in. And Josh, what's up? He's like, yeah, what the hell? He gets to fly in. But it was just the time of day. And so that was the case with Montero. Arrives about, I think, the fourth inning.
Yeah.
You saw him step out onto the top step, you know, in the big puffy jacket next to Bud Black. And did we talk to him that night or was it the next day where we said, you know, the game was getting out of hand. It was 8-1, mm-hmm. 9-1, 10-1. That's a good opportunity for you to get your debut.
You know, I don't think I talked to him that night. Did you talk to him? We talked to him the next day.
We did talk to him
the next
day.
It was the next morning.
And he said, well, you know, frankly, I put my gloves on. You know, I had my bat. You know, I had my stick'em tape. I was getting ready to look good, you know, in case Buddy looked over like, oh, this kid's ready to go. Like, trying to like entice,
yes,
you know, the manager to put him in the game. Didn't work.
He was manifesting it.
Didn't work on Saturday either.
Yeah.
But finally gets to start batting ninth in the lineup as the DH. Probably a pretty much a rarity. You have a designated hitter batting ninth. I mean, that's the pitcher spot.
Yeah.
That's like your worst hitter. But he did actually say on Friday when he let us know in the scrum in the dugout, they were calling up Montero that, you know, this was going to be a temporary thing. Rosters after today, the negotiation between MLB and the Players Association was, hey, you know what? Shorten spring training. We don't want pitchers getting hurt. We don't want position players getting hurt. Mm-hmm. So let's expand the roster from 26 to 28. And that means starting March 2nd, which is tomorrow, Rockies don't play. But nevertheless, you're going to have to cut two guys off the roster. That's going to be Montero. Mm-hmm. Also, Ryan Feltner. Those moves have already been announced. And so Montero's stay was just going to be for 3 days, 2.5 days.
Just a quick trip. Just a long weekend to Denver.
Great cup of coffee, though.
Yeah.
He loved it. And he talked after the game. Because he got a hit, as you mentioned, mm-hmm. in his first big league at bat, got a hit in his fourth AB there and was a part of the whole spectacle and just really loved. You could just see it on his face. So much joy in that young man's face.
Yeah, yeah. No, even though he was getting sent back down, you know, you could see he was so happy, so proud of what he was able to accomplish up here. And I love what he said about how he was like, you know, I just feel like I belong here. Wasn't too nervous, wasn't too anxious about it. He's like, I just feel like I belong here. So I'm all about manifestation. I'm just like, yes, my friend.
Yeah. Yes. I'll be ready the next time mm-hmm. they need me to call me up, whatever it is. So that was just kind of the perfect way. It was just a taste. Now, you know, he goes out and hits like 2 home runs, something crazy like that. You still go, oh, you can't possibly send him down, but it's one game and you don't know. You don't know. Third baseman, first baseman, DH. Rockies have a couple of those guys, so they'll figure it out. Another one of those good problems overall. I wouldn't call it, would you call it bittersweet because he's going back down to the minors? Or no, because there really isn't much bitter. He knew coming in that it was just going to be the weekend, right?
Yeah, I mean, and like looking at his expressions, like he didn't seem...
No.
There wasn't a bittersweet feeling to the conversation we had with him. He definitely was just like, I'm stoked that I had this opportunity and I'm going to crush it when I come back.
Totally. Yeah. Like just looking at it as positive. I mean, because mm-hmm. it should be that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So it was nice to see that he had that attitude about it.
And they might have even told him, like, even if you do go off and you have a 2 home run game, great. You're still going down and that's fine. Mm-hmm. Letting him know that. Now, we got to see his baseball that he got from his first big league hit.
Yeah.
And that was great. It's one of the reasons why you make sure you're following us over on Twitter, at @DNVR_Rockies. Mm-hmm. And did you notice that after we got done talking with him, there were even more baseballs that were brought to his locker?
Oh, I did not see this.
There were like 6 more baseballs. And I'm like, What are all of these?
What's he doing?
Now, he did get to 2 hits, so you go, okay, there's that. I think it might have been the second pitch he hit.
Mm.
So maybe the first pitch, they roll that out, that maybe that's customary now. Like, this is the first pitch you ever saw. Because, you know, who knows? Maybe the next one he gets hit by a pitch, never plays in the majors again, and you go, all right, well, at least I have 2 baseballs, my first pitch. And
the
pitch that ended my career. No, I don't know. So I'm guessing they were all just maybe pitches from, you know, that at bat, that first AB. So that's great. So
look,
he's got
getting
all those
souvenirs from Denver.
It's fantastic. Yeah. His phone was blowing up.
Oh, yeah. I liked what he said how he's like, I have not even looked at my phone yet because it's absolutely blowing up. So a lot of people in his life are very happy for him.
As they should be. They should be really, really proud of him. You know, a guy that when we first heard his name a year plus ago, it was as ultimately a consolation prize. He's in the Nolan Arenado deal mm-hmm. as the top prospect. Austin Gomber, still a guy who needs to prove himself, but he was a big league guy, big league starting pitcher, trying to find his way. And Montero was, you know, the highest prospect, was the Midwest League MVP in 2019 as a 19-year-old.
Oh my gosh, so young.
2018, excuse me. And then 2019, broke his hammock bone in his hand, which saps all of your power. And then, you know, there's some questions. He's on the 40-man roster for the Cardinals, but they go, hey, we need that spot. Hey, we'll throw him in. Now you got a prospect you could dream on. Has the big year down in Double A. Forget what that affiliation is.
Oh, the Yard Goats.
Tulsa Drillers.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the Yard Goats. Okay.
The Yard Goats did have a nice post about congratulating him
on
his
that.
Debut. Oh, well, I'll send it to you later. But, yeah. The Yard Goats have already congratulated him.
The Western Connecticut Yard Goats. I love that. No, they're the Yard Goats. I get it right, didn't I?
Patrick.
All right. Well, we'll talk off air. We'll have that in our production notes.
Oh, my gosh. The Hartford disrespect right now. I cannot believe it.
But he said in spring training, no, being included in a trade like that is a good thing. It means you're wanted, right? You don't see it as being discarded. You do a little bit. Because especially if that's the only organization you've known, I think he was signed at 17 years old out of the Dominican Republic for $300,000 as an international free agent signing. But hey, the Rockies want me and I'm traded for this guy who plays the same position as me. You know what? I'm not going to be able to be him. I don't want to be him, but you know what? That's a standard I want to live up to. And so he's used that to his advantage, was great last year, even going up to AAA Albuquerque, picking up where he left off. In Double A Hartford, and he's doing it now, gets his first taste in the big league, and really, you know, what can be better than that? So
I love that.
What a great day.
I think
Montero.
I think Montero is the 40th Yard Goat who has been called up since the Yard Goats came into existence.
I love that.
In 2016. Jeff Dooley, the voice of the Yard Goats, always posts those little updates, and I think the number is 40. I'm pretty confident.
That's a good number.
I love that.
That's a great number.
I love my goats. I love seeing them grow up.
Is he counting rehab assignments? I don't think so.
No, no, he's not counting rehab assignments.
Also, there really aren't that many.
There haven't been that many. Like, Chad Bettis was a rehab assignment. Chris Iannetta came through Hartford for rehab.
It's usually a logistical thing, because Albuquerque, obviously,
it's so logistical,
close.
Yeah.
And so it's like, all right, actually, you know what? We're going to be in D.C., or we're going to be in New York. We could send up some scouts wherever they might be playing. But it's just wonderful stories, again, all weekend, coming out of Coors Field, and wonderful stories coming out here at the DNVR bar on the corner of Colfax and York. It's probably not good form to talk about who's in the building right now, but someone notable.
We got celebs up in here. Not just me.
No. We'll see if we can bring them through. I don't know if RK was grabbing this in particular, this person in particular, to come up, but vibes are always immaculate. Tailgates are great. When you're a member, you get that member-sized beer. What does Johnny Depp call it? Mega pint?
I've never heard him say that. I don't keep up with Johnny Depp.
Are you not following
Depp,
the trial? Trial of the century?
Everything I've learned about the trial of the century, I have learned against my will.
Duty gate? Are you calling it that?
Is that what we're calling it?
That's what I'm calling it. It could be duty gate. But anyway, he calls it someone called it a mega pint. He's like, it's a glass of wine. It's a mega pint. It's a member-sized beer here at the DNVR bar, okay. Whether it's Breck Brewery, you name it. We got all of that on tap and more with an annual membership. And you're ready to go all in. You get a free shirt at dnvrlocker.com. Rockies, Nuggets. You want a Jokic shirt? We got a bunch of those. Let's Ride for Russell Wilson. Dangerous. Gotta love all of that.
Merch is lit.
DNVRlocker.com. And you know what? If you're ready to just dip your toe in the water, have your cup of coffee like Elias Montero, 50 cents for your first month on the DNVR.com and access to the members-only Discord where we drop in a couple pertinent pieces of information that, you know, we don't really let other people know about.
I think that the Rockies chat on our Discord is fantastic.
It was good last year. It is bonkers now.
I love it. I love hopping in there every day.
It's so good. Hop in on some NBA playoff action right now on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA, because this week now, new customers, you can bet $5 on any team to win, and you get $150 in free bets if they do. That's it. DraftKings Sportsbook customers can also bet on NBA hoops with same-game parlays, multiple bets on the same game, get you a bigger payout. Plus, when you place a same-game parlay each day with three or more legs, you can get up to $25 back if one of those legs doesn't hit. Ultimately, you can't miss with that. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code DNVR, where you bet $5 on any NBA team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. That's promo code DNVR at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or older, Colorado only, customers only. Minimum $5 deposit. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. Have you looked at any of the DraftKings Sportsbook lines yet for tomorrow? There was one game for me that stood out. Maybe it's because I like kind of dipping my toe. Doing a lot of toe dipping.
Okay.
A lot of toe dipping references. For me,
don't
on this,
talk about
this
feet too
tonight.
Much. I don't want the feet guys watching the show.
No, it's not quite sandal weather just yet. Could be, but Mariners, Astros, they both came in today 5-5 on the week. And as much as I would like to go with one of our Colorado guys, I think that's why that's the connection. Mm-hmm. Went to Fort Collins, or rather, went to school in Fort Collins at Rocky Mountain High School. His father, I'm drawing a blank as to his first name. Freddy Gonzalez. No, that's not it. What's Mark Gonzalez's father's name?
I don't know.
He's a AAA pitching coach. I just drew a blank.
Oh my God, Encyclopedia Patrick is broken.
He was the pitching coach for the Western Connecticut Yard Lambs.
Oh my gosh, Patrick.
No? I can't believe this is going out of my head. Anyway, that's his son. But let's get to it. My DraftKings Sportsbook pick of the week. Houston Astros right now, -130. That's on the money line. Take them straight up. Marco Gonzalez had a very short outing, got hit by a line drive. So I don't necessarily like what he's going to be able to do there. Houston is home, so you're not going to have a big payout. But nevertheless, I want to give you the picks to click. The picks to win. DraftKings. Oh, that's Thomas Harding's
line.
That's
Thomas Harding's line. I've helped him with those videos enough times to all of his little spiels.
Well, my DraftKings Sportsbook pick of the week. Again, Monday night's game. at Minute Maid, formerly Enron Field, Jake Odorizzi is going to lead the Houston Astros to a victory, minus 130 there. What other great stories did we have coming out of the weekend?
I love this comment from Robert right now. The Rockies are actually pretty good this year. Heck yeah.
Totally.
What an astute observation.
You know, to be fair, they were pretty good last year, other than the times where they sucked.
Other than any time other they were on those. The road.
Yes.
A lot of times at home.
They're a lot better. They're a lot more exciting. And
this is an exciting season.
They don't have
so
as much baggage. They definitely don't have the baggage. They've let all of that go here in the past 12 months, and I think that's been really important. And it helps that you got the Reds coming to town. They got the Nats coming too.
Mm-hmm.
They're not doing so well. They've actually played a lot better this weekend. Did they win 2 out of 3? I want to say they played a lot better because they were not looking good there for a minute.
I still like the Rockies' chances against the Nationals for sure, though.
Yeah. Yeah, we
but
got.
But this was good to cleanse. This is a season of healing for us.
It is. It is. Reds have yet to win a series. 3 games they've won all year. That's rough.
That's rough. And honestly, I felt bad for them today. Like, today was tough to watch for them. So I.
Did you see that one Joey Votto swing when he struck out?
Mm-hmm.
Freeland struck out, I think, in his 4 strikeouts today. They were all by Tommy Pham and Joey Votto. So 3 and 4 in the middle of their lineup. Those are the only guys that Freeland were able to strike out. Those are the right guys because they can do damage. And you even saw it with the last swing of the Votto. He put a charge into one to end the game. But it was particularly in that 7th inning. And Buddy even said it. He said, I love the 7th inning. That was like his strongest inning. 1-2-3 there in the middle of the order.
Mm-hmm.
Made Votto look really bad on that swing.
It was tough to watch. Struggling.
He goes 0-for-4 on the day. Came into the day batting 129.
Oh, that is
not good.
That is very un-Joey Votto-like.
Reds started the season 0-4, their worst record to open a season at home since 1955 when they played at Crosley Field.
Oh, my gosh.
Pre-Riverfront Stadium.
Wow.
Pre-Riverfront.
Wow.
They had a stretch of 11 games, so 99 straight innings, where they failed to hold the lead through a full inning. Like, they got the lead, I think, in the top, and then they lost it in the bottom or vice versa. And then they even had a stretch of 6 games where they just didn't even have a lead at all. Like, they're bad. And so, again, it's great that the Rockies took advantage of it. Had they won 2 out of 3, you go, ah, Reds stink. It would have been nice to have swept, but they do it. That's what a team does that, frankly, is good and have a lot of veteran presence to it. You win series and you sweep 3-game sets when you have the ability to do it, and they do. Keep in mind, we've got a long way to go. This is a marathon, but the pace is nice.
Yes.
The pace is nice.
It's May. And look at us.
It's not going to be May. It is May.
It is May.
We missed that tweet.
I know.
That was yesterday.
I sent the meme to some people, like, in context of other things.
Well, it was funny because, oddly enough, it might have been Friday. They were playing NSYNC's Friday Night. Just got paid. Shout out to my cousin Jamie. That was a jam when I would babysit her back in the day.
Oh, adorable.
That was a good one. That was a good jam. Whenever I hear that song, I think of her. That one's great. And the bullpen, you know what? Let's talk about the bullpen. So we said starting rotation was really good all weekend. Bullpen was good. We're going to throw out Ashton Godot's performance on Friday night.
Yeah.
I don't know if was it 4 runs or 3 runs in the 9th, but let's throw that out.
We're all going to forget about that, yeah.
Other than that, did the Rockies give up a run? The bullpen at that point? I don't think they did. After Godot, that was it. Everyone looked really solid. On Friday night, it was Chacin and Colome working 1 2/3 innings pitch combined. On Saturday night, Kinley, 2/3 of innings pitched, 2 Ks, dominant, looking great there.
Hail to the chief.
Yeah, he's now kind of put himself in that class as the 8th inning guy.
Mm-hmm.
Estevez, he's taken a step back. He's had some rough outings. He'll be fine. But again, Kinley comes in and does it. Bard gets the save. And big news, Daniel Bard, MVP chain on Saturday night.
Yes.
Why is that a big deal?
Because he's the first guy who's gotten the MVP chain twice.
Twice.
Doubled up over here.
Doubled up. First 2-time member of the MVP chain club. Today it was Kyle Freeland.
Mm-hmm.
He had the MVP
well
chain.
Deserved.
Well deserved.
Our
absolutely.
King of the game and the winner of the chain.
And Stevenson and Carlos Estevez both went an inning today, did not give up a run. And so, again, you look and you go, shoot, they used, outside of the three relievers on Friday night, two in every game. It's a deep bullpen. So guys got to get some work. Good problem to have where there's not enough innings for your bullpen because the starting rotation has been incredibly solid.
Love that problem. How many pitchers did we see from the Reds today?
Oof. That's how many.
Oof. So many.
I almost ran out of room. So that would have been seven. Early on, I called it early. I called it in the first. I go, we could be looking at a position player pitching.
I can't remember the last time.
Yeah.
Oh, I love a position player pitching.
But all it takes is one guy to go out and have a good outing. And that's what happened. I think it was Hunter Strickland who went out, had two innings of scoreless, and that baseball, that kind of slowed down the Rockies' bats just a little bit. It's like, all right, let's speed it up. Let's go home. Reds got to get to sunny Milwaukee for an off day. Lucky.
We're crapping
on the Midwest again. We did this like 2 weeks ago.
I like the Midwest.
With our homie Ryan Herrera, we were talking about better or worse, right? What was the game we were playing?
Oh, you know, we were doing that road trip game.
We were doing,
and listen, yeah the Midwest, a lot of the Midwest stadiums are not like the, you know, MVPs of stadiums, but.
If the city closes down at 7 o'clock at night, it's all right. I mean, it's okay. It's good for families. We'll say that. It's good for families. Now, the pitching matchup that we got coming up here against Washington, we know Tuesday, get off day on Monday, we'll be coming to you. We should have Drew Goodman live at some point. It might be a little bit later. We'll see what happens. Pre-game show on Tuesday with the homie Kevin Henry of Rocks Pile and Call to the Pen. That'll be noon on Tuesday. Noon on Wednesday again. Thursday post-game show. You can always expect that on the getaway day when there is a day game. But pitching matchup, you got Hermen Marquez against Eric Fetty. That doesn't roll off the tongue.
No, but I like the last name because I like Fetty Wap.
Okay, there we go. got a chuckle off camera there.
I just eyed up
what you did there, and I like it. Now, on Wednesday, it's going to be lefty Austin Gomber against another lefty in Patrick Corbin. Battle of the lefties. It seems like every series has had a left-on-left type matchup of some variety. Mm-hmm. And then on Thursday, the day game, Antonio Senzatella against Aaron Sanchez of the Nationals. We get Juan Soto. We get Nelly Cruz. I don't think he's on the IL. He's just been quiet. Haven't heard much about Nelly.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about him. Not a peep.
Josh Bell. He's the guy who makes peeps, too. The boomstick. That's not usually the sound that comes out of the boomstick is peep. But nevertheless, he's been kind of quiet. I feel like Soto's been a little quiet. We're in the Rockies zone, man. We're focused on them.
We're so focused.
We're locked in on what all the Rockies guys have been doing. And, you know, Charlie Blackmon. How about this for a fun fact? Did you care?
Oh.
Charlie Blackmon, coming into the series, 112 home runs in his career at Coors Field. Mm. Do you think that's more or less than the rest of all the other Rockies on the roster right now? 112 for Blackmon, and then you got 12 other guys.
And this is just at Coors Field?
Just at Coors Field.
I'm going to guess.
It's close either way.
I'm going to guess that he has more than everyone else.
That's what I thought. No, the rest of the team has 126. Ryan McMahon ruined it. He's got 42. But you take him out, now it's 112 to 82.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
So they've all chipped in a little bit. But Charlie Blackmon, you go almost more than the entire team at Coors Field.
Okay, so to answer your question, did I know? No, I didn't. Did I care? Yes, I do care.
Yes,
I care.
All right. Did you know? Did you care, Susie? Rockies have a winning record against only four National League teams, and three of them are out of the division, which you would think because you go Giants, Dodgers, maybe the D-backs, that's a hint. Have not done it. Padres are the other team. The Rockies have a winning record against 23 games, over 500 against the Padres. There's three other teams that they have a winning record against. There's nothing that you could necessarily feel, but do you want to take a stab at who some of those teams might be?
I'm going to guess the Reds.
Very timely. Very astute.
Very relevant.
That's one. Yeah. 111 to 106 all time against the Reds.
I'm going to guess the Nationals.
Yes, Expos and Nationals, you combine those two.
Mm-hmm.
They've always played Washington really strong, even in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
119 and 91, so 28 games over 500.
Mm-hmm.
They played well for whatever reason.
Third guess. Do I have one more guess?
You got one more guess if you can nail it. If not, you've already won, I think.
I mean, I'm a winner no matter what.
I wouldn't have known these. I would have just, it would just have been thrown out in the way. I probably would have said Cubs because the Cubs have always been really bad for all throughout the
90s. I'm gonna guess the Mets.
Good guess. I think that's close. I don't actually know how close it is. Mets have a better record. It's the Brewers, 83 and 78.
Interesting.
So that one's close. 83-78.
Mm-hmm.
Brewers are good. Got a younger team with good young starting pitching. So that one could end up flipping here or so. So did you care?
I cared.
Okay. All right.
Cared. Did I know? No. Did I care?
Yes. I would have guessed you wouldn't have cared about that one because that's okay.
You know what? When Patrick gives you a gem, when Encyclopedia Patrick presents you with a gem, you just have to appreciate the opportunity.
Now, this is one that we know Buddy Black did care about.
Oh, yes.
And he didn't know. It was that in the history of baseball, and I double-checked this at least twice. Now I feel I need to triple, quadruple, quintuple check it.
Yeah.
Because it just seems like such a low number. You hear, throw a number out here. I know, but just humor me. How many father and son duos have ever been managers? Just different teams, different times, decades apart. How many father and sons?
The family business.
Both, yes, have had coaching as their family business, but not coaching, managing. Just throw out a number.
I'm going to say 3.
Whoa, great guess.
That's a very good guess.
Very good guess. 5.
Okay.
I would have said more.
I just kind of got that in my head. 3 is always the magic number.
Oh, okay. It was a strategic guess.
You nailed that. I'm actually really impressed. Had you asked me this, I honestly might have said like 15.
Interesting.
And I think if you open up to coaches, it's probably like 40. It's something crazy like that.
Yeah.
But it was only 5. And we brought that up because David Bell, of course, manager of the Reds, his father, Buddy Bell, couple connections, did face Bud Black. I almost wanted to say Buddy again.
Yeah.
33 times in his career. And so we talked about that. It kind of spun off. Mm-hmm. But I pointed that out. And Buddy was like, yeah, I'm kind of surprised it's only 5. You knew David, you know, I think a little bit when he was a kid and as a player. And so they kind of bounced back and forth. You know, Felipe Alou and his son, Luis Rojas, who's manager of the Mets last year. And then you've got the Boones.
Yeah.
Bob and Aaron, who's doing his thing there for the Yankees. So it's kind of just an interesting little fun wrinkle. And also, too, of the Rockies' 7 managers, they've had 2 named Buddy. What? Yeah.
What are the odds? What are the odds?
1 out of 17,535.
Wow.
Exactly. And then they also
had
2.
What a great, very accurate number that you didn't just make up.
Exactly. 2 managers named Jim. Jim Tracy and Jim Leland.
That seems.
Out of their 7.
That seems. Jim is a common name. I don't know that many Buds.
Bud Selig?
I mean, like,
don't know him
just
personally.
Like in real life, like out and about. I don't know that many. I did
I
like that
either.
When you asked Buddy about this, he was kind of so. Also, Bud faced Buddy 33 times, but he was like, look up those numbers. He was just like, someone look them up.
I think he guessed 30. He goes, how many times? 30. So he was right there.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I don't think he homered off me. And he didn't, right?
He did not. Only 1 RBI, 13 hits. And he was close on the guess for hits, too.
Yeah. Yeah, and
fascinating.
So I think when Buddy was, he mentioned in 95 when he was finishing up his career, he was with Cleveland, and Buddy Bell was a coach at that time with Cleveland. So they kind of, you know, they overlap and stuff. It's baseball is a very, very small community.
It is.
To say the least. That's why you got to be nice. You got to be gracious no matter what happens. Hey, one day you're getting promoted. The next day you're going down to AAA. If you want to get back to the majors, you got to take it in stride a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That's how life and baseball goes. it's also maybe it's how you come about and get some good savings here with DNVR when you use code DNVR, anywhere. Just anytime you go into a business, go, hey, DNVR, see what happens.
See what happens. See what happens. That strategy.
That's an ad read just for DNVR. Right there. Just throw our name around. See what it gets
you. Name drop us and see what happens.
Why not? You don't know. But I'll tell you what, though. I can guarantee you are going to get a nice price break. 25% off all non-sale items at Lightshade. In particular, the Wana Optimals Fast Asleep Gummies. Now, I had trouble sleeping last night. Whatever. Just wheel spinning. Sometimes that happens when the vibes are immaculate. Did overhear a couple players talking. We talk about Chris Bryant. We'll talk about him.
We need to talk about Chris Bryant.
Talk about him on the other side of the break. He's having trouble sleeping. Another guy. Say, how do you sleep here? I can't sleep. I'm up at 6 a.m. This player, well, I don't know if he should be taking one of Optimal's fast asleep gummies, depending on the joint drug. Anyway, moving on. But you know what? You don't have to worry about that.
You don't.
All you got to worry about is the 10 milligrams of CBD and just that hint of THC that's going to get your eyelids feeling just a little bit heavy in 5 to 15 minutes. That's it. And in 0 minutes, right now, in fact, you can go and order some Wana Optimals Fast Asleep Gummies from your local Lightshade. There's 11 in the Denver metro area location. Go to lightshade.com, use code DNVR for your pickup, or just swing by any of those 11 locations. Also got to tell you, if you're looking to up your dental game, Green Mountain Dental Group is the way to go. They're hooking folks up with some amazing smiles. Now's the time to smile. Nuggets, bummer, but you got to feel proud of your team. You might be smiling again a little bit once the MVP votes are counted.
Ooh.
Jokic back-to-back, what's your inkling?
I don't know. I can't comment.
I can't.
I'm not qualified.
Yeah, I know what you're saying there. I won't push you on that one there. He does get it.
But I'm a big fan.
I'm a big fan of Green Mountain Dental Group, especially because, you know, right now what they're doing is when you schedule cleaning, x-ray, and exam, you're going to receive a free Sonicare toothbrush. And although I didn't get my Sonicare toothbrush from them, I got mine close to a decade ago. Not the head. I changed the head out. But the mount itself, I've been using it for close to a decade. It's fantastic. I know it's sprained my wrist going back and forth. It's a chore. It's a task. Green Mountain Dental Group is hooking you up, and they're only 15 minutes away from downtown Denver. All right, Wana Optimals Fast Asleep Gummies may help Chris Bryant because his back is still bugging him. He's on the 10-day IL. We caught up with him today in the dugout. And boy, did he have some quips. He had some interesting things to say.
He was hilarious. What kind of update can he give the folks? Was hilarious. Well, we talked a lot about sleep and how he is sleeping differently. He's not sleeping as well. He's still trying to figure it out. I did like the one comment. He's like, I'll figure it out. I've got a long time here.
Yes. Yes, he does.
Yeah.
And he better figure it out.
He better figure it out. Yeah. But we were asking him a lot about the sleep thing, and we're just like, is that really a thing that you've noticed? And he was mentioning how he didn't really notice it, you know, traveling here, you know, the few times that he traveled when he was not a Rocky.
Yeah.
But didn't really notice it too much. But then he said he's been asking around, and he was like, oh, I guess it's the lack of oxygen compared to sea level. That's what people have been telling me. So it's a thing. He's trying to work on it. He did not have the same bed issue, though, as Brendan Rodgers apparently had in Philly.
No, the five-star
jail cell?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, look, we've said it before on the show, and it's true, and you go, well, how far can you extend it? The adage of you can't win a pennant in April, but you can lose one. And you go, you can't say that about everything, but you can say that about Chris Bryant. If he's a guy that you're paying this money to, and you want him to carry the team or lead the team in the clubhouse, whatever it is, if he's not around in August because you're pushing him now on something that may be a smaller type issue, that's not a good choice. You know, it's not a good choice. You could lose the pennant if this is a guy you end up losing for, you know, more time than you need to. It's the same thing with Garrett Hampson. He's going to be back. He should be activated ahead of the game on Tuesday night. We saw him down in Albuquerque. He had a 3-hit game on Saturday night. If it was late in the season, he probably would play through it. But it kind of sapped his power, so he rested and had the rehab games. He'll be back. Alan Trejo, unfortunately, going back down to Albuquerque. We should see him again. Played really, really well.
Yeah.
Very promising.
Hurt me to see him packing up.
Yeah, that was disappointing. Kind of, we knew he was getting activated on Tuesday. We knew Montero and Feltner were going down. And you forgot, well, wait a minute. Once you activate Hampson, someone else has got to go.
Mm-hmm.
Trejo gets the short straw there. But, you know, he played really nice. And so Hampson, again, that guy where you put him on the IL, he can come back healthy, full strength, because that's what you need.
Yeah.
Same is true of Bryant. So they're okay. They just swept the Reds.
Yeah.
You can't look at that and say, oh, you should have had Bryant. Didn't need Bryant.
He's okay. He's okay resting. And I like that he did mention that he really just wants to get ahead of it. He was like, you know, you're going to have your bumps and bruises. But, you know, now that he just, like, understands himself and his body a little better, he's like, I would rather just get ahead of it, rest it now, so it's not a bigger issue later.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. Mm-hmm. Couldn't agree more. Let's say if we can agree, and we did, on a new segment, the best of April. Ladies and gentlemen, the Blaze Street Bombers for the month of April. We got to hand out some awards. Who are the players that are the hottest? Maybe you agree, maybe you don't. But let's start with number five. Got two guys there. Maybe one of them gets the honorable mention. But we're going to say Mr. Charlie Blackmon and Randall Grichuk. Those two guys in the outfield really have fortified the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly for Grichuk, the defensive lineup in the outfield with his play.
Oh yeah, they've just been incredible. Both of them have 11 RBI. They are just so productive for us. Fantastic.
We're playing great. And Grichuk too. You know, I said at the beginning of the season, Blackman's going to be a utility player kind of all around the lineup depending on where they need him. He's been essentially batting second or third every game. Well, Grichuk has been that guy.
Mm-hmm.
You move him up in the third spot in the lineup, and he's coming through in those big clutch ABs. Has made so many really nice plays in the outfield. And so you love to see that for Blackmon. Does have those four home runs, tied for second most on this roster right now. He's found the power stroke after getting off to that slow start. 14 runs, and as you said, 11 RBI. So both those guys, didn't want to leave one of them off. I think I leaning towards Blackmon. You're Grichuk gal.
I was leaning towards Grichuk.
Grichuk gal.
Yes.
You're Grichuk gal. Boom, let's lock it
Boom.
In.
Boom. So we had to do a tie for fifth place.
We do.
For number five on the top five for April.
Number four, let's show some love to the starting pitchers now.
Yes. All right. So we got Austin Gomber. He's got a 3.86 ERA. He's had 20 strikeouts. I love Austin Gomber.
Yeah.
Blake Street Gomber or our Blaze Street Gomber.
Oh, there we go. We've got to mash it all up. We've got to mash it all up.
We're mashing it all up, of the nicknames.
Got it, yeah. Almost a 3-1 strikeout to walk ratio. You know, after that one start, it might have been his second one where I think he had four walks. One was an intentional one. You know, just didn't have that command. And you worry, it was last year a fluke. No, he's kind of shown that he's able to carve up some guys when he's on his game.
Mm-hmm.
Looks solid in Philly despite... that was the story in Philly.
Yeah.
Despite the lack of defensive support, you know, he's been really solid, and
he's been
able to do. Really, really skips Senzatella, right? Because we had the doubleheader in Detroit, which means we needed a starter on Wednesday. That's where Ryan Feltner came in.
Mm-hmm.
And then Thursday, well, it's Senzatella and Gomber. That's who you had on Saturday. Who gets the nod? It was actually... Austin Gomber first before Senzatella. So kind of skips him there in the rotation because he's doing so well.
He's
number three, the
All
man,
right.
the legend.
Number three is everyone's favorite Rocky these days, Connor Joe.
Connor Joe.
13 runs scored, 4 home runs, hitting .272.
Love it. At the top of the order, man, he was, again, going into the season, you go, they might need to have a platoon batting leadoff, or, you know, whether it's a lefty or righty. You saw Joe for the left-handers, and then he got hot and just left him in, and he's been so critical.
Mm-hmm.
Cooled down a little bit, you know, had that 11-game hit streak. Or was it 12?
It was 12. It was a 12-game hit streak that ended in Philly. We miss it fondly, but we have great memories. I'm looking forward to his next hitting streak. I always keep saying, I'm like, no, today's the day. He's going to start a new one.
That's it.
I think I tweeted it today.
He ended up having 2 hits today on Saturday. I know he was able to reach base on 2 different walks. So he did snap a hit streak, chipped in a little bit on Friday. And so Connor Joe's been solid. And again, flexible. You don't think of that as a guy who's a corner outfielder and a first baseman, but allows Crone to get off his feet, allows some, you know, defensive flexibility. Let's try it again. Defensive flexibility.
Yeah.
I did it.
Words.
I did it. Another C. A lot of guys, first name C.
We have a lot of C's.
This one's debatable. I don't know. Did you have a hard time picking who is going to be tops here?
I think that we came to a good agreement on this.
I thought
this.
We did too.
Chad Kuhl. All right, so he's got a 1.9 ERA right now, 7 strikeouts, 23 innings pitched. That's the most. He's been great. He's been cool on the mound.
He's been fantastic.
He's been fantastic. He has been the king of our puns too.
Yeah. Worked into the 8th inning, which you love to see on Saturday night. You know, had that shot. His pitch count was low enough. You know, let a base runner on. It was a close game. It was a 4-3 ball game.
Yeah.
So you still had to lock that up. Gave up the 3 runs. Really only had, you know, that one bad pitch on the homer that he gave up. So he's been solid. The most innings pitched of any starter. As you said, the most puns of anyone. So
the most puns. You know, I also do want to add, his wife, Amanda, has been hysterical on Twitter.
Need some runs.
She tweeted, I'm going to need some runs.
She got them.
And she got them. She's out there manifesting it.
Ask and you shall receive
she
there.
She did it. Ms. So Delaware. We love her for that.
So he might not be the coolest Rocky, but he's the coolest pitcher, Chad Kuhl.
Oh, for sure.
The coolest guy. The hottest player of the Blake Street Bombers. None other. Christopher John Crone.
CJ Crone, king of the Crone zone. He's batting 288. He has 7 home runs, 19 RBI.
Wow.
CJ Crone.
Love it. Yeah, WRC plus 160. Gone Fangraphs, you know, going into today. Actually, not going into today. April's over. If we're just talking about April, I had over 1 win above replacement there. So he's been so solid. I thought maybe, hey, let's go and look and compare his numbers to August of last year with this April. You know, as it turns out, you didn't have the first week of baseball, so he wasn't able to get it in as many games. The rate stats weren't as high. August was just otherworldly. We probably will find out on Monday who was the National League Player of the Month. I think there were a couple players ahead of him, but certainly if you were to do a top 3 and you go around the league, I'm not sure how they do Player of the Month. They go 3 deep. Well, I'll have to investigate that. Not yet a member of the BBWAA. We'll see. Maybe.
Ugh.
Fingers crossed. That's my birthday wish.
It's
we'll
a shame that you're not.
Someday. But I think CJ Crone would have gotten some of those votes there in the top 3 or honorable mention as an NL Player of the Month from April. So he was great. Susie, I got to know. Let's make a prediction here.
Oh, okay.
On June 1st, if we take that long, maybe we'll do one mid-month. But on June 1st, who is a guy, a hot take? Give me a hot take of a guy who's going to be a Blaze Street Bomber this time next month.
I think B-Rod is going to be on our list. Oh. Brendan Rodgers, I think now that he's out of the slump, he is just going to run with it. I have a lot of faith in him.
That's still a hot take. I mean, for a guy that was...
That's a pretty hot take, I know, but I have
game,
faith in him.
On a sub-100 batting average, and you go, it's one game? It's hot. That's hot. I like it. I mean, again, I hope you're right.
Listen, I'm going big or going home.
I don't know what's hotter. I got 2. I don't know what's hotter. Iglesias is on this list, not just because he's played well in April, but because that means that's 2 months that he's playing really well. We saw him batting 2nd in the lineup. He did enter the day, I think, batting .322. Mm-hmm. So he's been really solid. Defense has been fantastic. I've been talking to a lot of folks about his veteran presence. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a coupling of just good play overall and the fact that he did in April just on the outskirts here for the month of April, but that he's going to do it again in May. I don't know if that's hotter or the fact that I don't think Chris Bryant is going to be on the list in May.
That is a hot take, because he's the star this season, right?
But also,
we don't know how long this back thing is going to take. So
yes.
I think, you know, there's some merit to this prediction.
It's a calculated risk. Who's maybe I'll go safer, who I think is going to be on the list. Either I think McMahon or Freeland. I probably would lean a little bit more towards McMahon. Mm-hmm. I think he'll be on the back end there. We saw him get over his defensive struggles. I think he's going to be okay. He's finding his stroke. He's getting himself into the groove he needs to be. Again, You don't have to be a player of the month to get on this list. You just got to be one of the top five guys.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to see McMahon get a lot more comfortable as the weather gets a little bit warmer. It's not as windy. You're not combating that.
The wind.
The pop-ups.
Yeah.
Man, the Reds.
The wind's been brutal.
The Reds were so abysmal. A pop-up to the pitcher ended up dropping. I called that one, too. Off the bat, I go, that's dropping. That's dropping. And just falls right in front of the pitcher.
Yeah, that was tough to watch.
So my safe pick to be a Blaze Street Bomber next week is going to be Ryan McMahon. Who's your safe pick, so to speak, to be on the list next month?
I'm going to stick with B-Rod. I'm going to stick with that.
Wow, yeah. That's confidence.
I know,
that's not
just
a safe pick. That's a hot take.
Is that okay?
I love it.
Okay, all right. You know,
but that's your
what
confidence.
I'm going with. That's what I'm going with.
That's what I'm saying. Your confidence in B-Rod. It's a hot take and you go, spicy, and then you're doubling down.
I'm
and
doubling
saying,
down.
No, I know he's going
I'm
to be
doubling
there.
I'm doubling down. And you know what? I said that when he came out of a slump, I was
like
going to be at the front of the parade, and now here I am.
No, respect. Respect
you.
For you on that. I'm backing off because I had it a couple weeks ago. I said, no, he'll still break the second base home run record for the franchise. He'll topple Clint Barmus' record of 23. I don't think he's going to do that anymore. I'm stepping back from that, but not you. You're doubling down on it.
Doubling
I
down.
Love it.
Thank
I
you.
I think it's going to be great. I'm excited. What did we miss? What did we miss from the show? What did we miss from the weekend? Because, look, we still got another week ahead of us. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be great, as it always is.
Yeah.
Do we miss anything?
Long week of baseball coming up for us.
Dinger loves just smashing his face. You two have a thing now.
Dinger
going.
And I have a thing now. I've been
you
posting it on Twitter and Instagram, but we have like a daily interaction where he like presses his face and his little dinosaur hands up against the glass. And I also ran into him like down in like the bowels of Coors Field, but he did like he mimed the glass.
Yes.
For me, I'm like, Dinger, like, this is actually really funny.
You're the person that we do the bit.
So we have
he's acknowledging
a specific
the bit.
Yes.
It very much is a bit. It's good.
I get such a kick out of it.
It's pretty good. I do like his new Pit Viper glasses he has.
Yo, he looks fly.
Was he wearing those on the bike today?
Yes, I was just going to say he's wearing
Damn.
Them. He's been wearing them on the bike the past couple of days, actually.
You know what? It would turn him up a notch from... I like Dinger. I don't know that he's liked. You hear, Dinger is kind of right? Is that the vibe?
I actually really like Dinger.
All right, we are a pro Dinger show. We're a pro Dinger show.
We are a pro Dinger show.
Book it. But he's got the shades. He's got the bike.
Mm-hmm.
On a black vest day, I want him to have a black denim or a black leather vest.
He needs
Let's
a black
go.
Leather vest, and I'm going to lead the charge on this. When are we going to see the black vest jerseys?
I'm like, I don't know that we've even seen them this year.
We haven't seen them this year because they're my favorite.
We haven't.
We haven't seen them. So I'm wondering when we will.
Yeah, there were a couple things this week, and I'm like, oh, we haven't had that happen yet. Oh, there was a balk.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that was. I think that was today.
That was today. Yes. It's been a blur. The first two innings of this game today were 2 hours long.
You know, yesterday,
an hour
six
long.
And a half hours ago. You know,
yeah.
Yesterday, 6.5 hours. Like, okay, balk. That was the first
yes.
one, at least at Coors Field.
Mm-hmm.
We had the second umpire announcement. They got it. It was crisp to say that they were reviewing a play.
Yeah.
That was really nice. We almost had the position player situation going on.
I would have loved it to have seen it.
A lot of firsts, but not the black vest. The pitcher gets to decide. Whoever the starting pitcher is that day, they decide. Marquez usually is a vest guy.
Mm-hmm.
John Gray liked the vest.
I guess it hasn't been vest weather.
True.
Maybe that's contributing.
Could
I don't
be.
Know. I don't know.
Now, did you know? I told somebody in the press box this. They didn't know. They liked it. They weren't blown away, but they're like, I didn't
okay.
know that. Did you know there was another vest? The Rockies used to have a different vest.
I did not know
that. It
this.
Was a white, purple pinstripe vest. So imagine just the white uniform, but sleeveless.
I don't think I would like that.
No?
No.
It kind of looks sharp. There's a good cargo bobblehead of that.
Interesting.
That I have that's kind of been memorialized for it.
Is Yahir looking
cool
it up
looking.
Now?
Maybe. I don't know.
I think he is looking it up right now.
I think it's pretty sharp. There's a woman's pantsuit popping up.
Yeah, he's looking. He is looking it up right now, and he's just getting a lot of women's fashion.
Google search abilities.
Oh, yeah. It just looks like you cut the sleeves off of
totally.
Like a regular Rockies jersey.
Nothing that extreme.
I don't like it.
It's all right.
I would be mad if I saw those coming out on the field.
We need the lavender. We need the powder purple.
I would love a powder purple.
And we'll have to break. We're going to break this down this week. We've already done the legwork. Yahir has done the legwork. Anmor Vasquez has done the legwork.
Yes.
We're gonna rank our favorite City Connect uniforms. And thanks for the super chat.
Ooh.
Look at that.
What? We make baseball fun. Well, specifically Rockies baseball fun. Thank you.
They're doing their part. We're doing our part.
Yo.
Appreciate the super chats.
Thank you. Oh, we love a super chat.
Respect.
Super chatty up in here.
It's super chatty in the
love
super chat.
This.
But we'll break down our City Connect. And now the White Sox have this. What if the Rockies had like a purple jersey with white pinstripes? I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. What if they? Well, you can't do lavender with white pinstripes because it might not show up.
It wouldn't pop enough.
And you don't want thick ones. They'll just look like suspenders.
Give me the Rockies 90s green sleeveless jersey.
Well,
what I take.
We're gonna get green in the City Connect. That's the rumor, man.
There's
going
to
be green in the City Connect.
Well, we know
the
Sox.
We know the Sox. And later this month, June 3rd, we're getting ahead of ourselves here. Our City Connect content coming up this week. But June 3rd is the game, Friday night, Apple TV against Atlanta. And everyone, all the teams, they're releasing their City Connect jerseys a few days, a week ahead. So it's May 1st.
So we should be finding
end
out
of
pretty
May,
soon.
We are 4 weeks, count it down, 4 weeks away from actually getting to see that jersey. And I imagine buying the jersey, too. Mm-hmm. You got to imagine it launches, boom, you can buy it in stores.
Yeah. Well, that's the point.
I'm hyped. that's the point. No, I think Nike just wants teams to look cool and just have fun. Do you think they like profits?
No, they hate profits.
Exactly.
No.
Exactly. Get your head out of there, man. No way. All right. Thank you again for the super chat for Ghosty there. That's your nickname, Ghosty. Love that.
Let us
super
know your chat. Preferred nickname.
Totally. You're welcome back anytime.
Yes.
Anytime with
the
super chats.
He's a huge Avalanche guy too. He's always in the Avalanche.
The Avs. Yeah.
So
man,
we appreciate.
Oh, nice.
C2OD Ghost a lot.
We love the crossovers. Be
we
a fan
do.
Of all the Denver teams.
Good mojo going into Tuesday's game there. Love that. We love you for joining us. Again, we're going to be doing it all week. We always do the post-game shows on those day games. You can count on that. We're doing some early ones this week ahead of Tuesday and Wednesday night's games at noon. Set your clock, your reminder. Make sure you're watching us over on the YouTube channel, DNVR Sports. Make sure you're like, share, and subscribed to the DNVR Rockies podcast wherever you consume your podcast. We're always dropping at 5 a.m. We might even give you some bonus content, too.
Oh, yeah.
But 5 a.m. for your commute, Monday through Friday. Guarantee that. It's locked in. Follow us on Twitter at DNVR_Rockies. I'm at Patrick D. Lyons.
I am at the Susie Hunter.
Anmor Vasquez at Yahir_G_Vasquez. It's been great. It's been fun. We got to keep it doing. We're keeping it fun. We appreciate it, Ghosty. But you know what they say about momentum? It's only as good as tomorrow's podcast. So we will talk to you then.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.